thank you all so much for being here. This is Chris Atwood. I'm the features editor with Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, and this is the Passions of Real Life Legends, which those of you who've been on our calls before know that this series was inspired by my business partner Janet Atwood's book, The Passion Test, Discovering Your Personal Secrets to Living a Life on Fire. And in fact, I am so pleased to actually mention that our guest tonight authored the introduction to The Passion Test, and it's one of the reasons that I think that we feel so aligned with him is that he is a man who is absolutely living his passions completely, totally, and using his and living those passions to serve the world in a very, very big way. As always, it's my great pleasure to welcome in particular the members of our Real Life Legends Club. If you haven't joined the Real Life Legends Club, then you really want to do that. The Real Life Legends Club allows you not only to listen to these interviews, but also to get the audio recordings and the transcripts of every interview we do twice a month, and in addition, to receive a free gift from each of our guests. You also have access to over 70 e-books in the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise online library, and you are guaranteed to be able to take maximum advantage of every interview we do, not only this one tonight, but Stephen Covey on March 8th with Jack Canfield as co-host, with Stephen M. R. Covey, his son, at the end of March, with Debbie Ford in May, and Stephen Simon, the founder of Spiritual Cinema Circle, in April, and the list goes on and on. So if you haven't yet joined the Real Life Legends Club, then you want to go to www.healthywealthy.com/elite, E-L-I-T-E, dot A-S-P. That's Apple, Sam, Paul. So again, healthywealthy.com/elite.ASP. So with that, thank you, everyone. Those of you who are members, of course, you'll know that the recording of this interview will be available in about 48 hours, and in about 2 weeks you'll be able to download the transcript for the interview. With that said, I have to tell you that tonight is one of my greatest pleasures to be able to introduce to you a man who is absolutely making a huge impact in the world. He has just released his latest bestseller, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I just went to Amazon just before this call and saw that it was just released a few days ago. It's already number 4 on Amazon's list of bestseller list. Our guest, T. Harv Eker, often says that his claim to fame is that he went from zero to millionaire in only 2.5 years using the principles he teaches. And, of course, that is true. I have to also tell you that, in my mind, Harv's real claim to fame is that he leads, teaches, and directs some of the most powerful, transformational courses, camps, and seminars that Janet or I have ever experienced anywhere. In fact, Janet loves to tell the story of when she and I were working with Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen in the Enlightened Millionaire program. I went up to Red Deer, Alberta in Canada to sit in on Harv's 3-day Millionaire Mind Intensive. And all through the weekend, Janet says, she kept getting calls from me, one after the other, saying, this is the most amazing course I've ever been to. This is absolutely incredible. It is totally transformational. Every single person is sitting on the edge of their seat from the beginning to the end of this course. And I have to tell you, that was completely my experience. Harv's courses do have you sitting on the edge of your seat, and more than that, they actually change people's lives. I have had the good fortune to attend now, I think, 4 or 5 of Harv's courses. Every single one is of the highest quality, the most powerful and effective courses and seminars that I have ever had the opportunity to attend, and I have to tell you all, I've been to a lot of courses. Harv's company, Peak Potentials Training, is today one of the fastest-growing success training companies in North America. His seminars are consistently sold out, and he's been called today a cross between Deepak Chopra and Donald Trump because of his rare blend of spirituality and wealth. So, Harv, it's such a pleasure to welcome you here tonight. Thanks for being with us.
Well, you know what? That's such a great introduction. I think you should keep going for another half an hour. I hope I get a tape of this thing. Boy.
Well, you will. If you want it, you'll get a tape.
Great.
So, Harv, I know you know that this series is called The Passions of Real Life Legends, and it's clear to Janet and I that you're totally passionate about what you do. How is it that you discovered your own passions in life, and how have they led you to do what you're doing today?
You know, that's a really good question. I think that probably the distinctions that I need to make is that sometimes your passions find you. And, you know, you always had them, but you don't recognize that you had them until they come out in the real world later on. Let me give an example. So, you know, when I first began, when I was born, actually what happened was my parents came from Europe, and they came over on the boat. They were obviously had no money. They had $30, equivalent of $30, rolled up and hidden in a half of a French roll. And so they chose, and they came on the boat for like 2.5 weeks, they chose to have the $30 with them instead of the bread that was inside the roll. That was their only belonging. They had no bags, they had no suitcases, they had nothing but the clothes on their backs. And so you can imagine that in my household, our house, money was extremely what? Very important, right? And because it meant survival, it meant security, and without it, you're basically dead. And so I grew up with that idea that if you didn't have money, you were going to die. You know, you had to have it. They forgot they were in North America. They were still in Europe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so those are the rules, basically. And so, you know, in their conversations and their ways of being, what they taught me is that you need to have money. And so while a lot of my friends wanted to be doctors and lawyers and firemen and policemen and baseball players, I just wanted to be a millionaire. And I didn't know exactly what that was, but I remember from the age of 5 or 6 years old when, in kindergarten, they ask you, what do you want to be? And I said, I want to be a millionaire. And people were laughing, and I said, well, I don't see what's so funny about that. I just, that's what I want to be. And so I always wanted to have a lot of money, but from the reason of security and survival. And so the problem was that as I even left school early after my first year in college to get out there in the world and really start to make it, because I was getting very impatient. Well, in my early adult years, even as much as I wanted it and as sharp as I quote unquote thought I was, it wasn't happening. And I, in my rooms, I'd say it was kind of like the Loch Ness Monster. You know, every business I started, I heard of this thing called profit. I just never saw any of it. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't know it was wrong. I mean, I started taking courses and doing what I could and always looking for, what's the hottest thing going and the right thing at the right time. And I did, I think, what most people do, constantly looking for opportunities and new ideas and the next thing that's going to be, the next fax machine or whatever the thing was at the time.
Right.
But it just wasn't working. And I spent the most frustrating 10 years you could possibly imagine, because every waking hour, all I could think about was, how am I going to make it? I got to be honest, I felt like such a loser, because it wasn't like I wasn't trying to do this. It wasn't like I wasn't one of these people that goes, well, if I make it, I make it. I always just want to have a nice living. That wasn't me at all. I wanted to be rich, and I wanted to be very successful. And to compound that, when I left school, my parents said that I would be a bum, and I would never amount to anything. Of course, I had to prove them wrong, so I had to be successful. I also had to be successful very quickly, because I want to make sure I was successful while they were still around to see it. And I think a lot of people on this call probably relate to what I'm talking about right now with their motivations for money.
Absolutely.
And so here I was, my supposed passion was to create wealth, and yet I wasn't doing it. And finally, a friend of my father's who kind of took pity on me, he was a very rich man, and he says to me, he says, Harv, if you're not doing as well as you'd like, you need to do something very different. And he says, why are you constantly, I hear all your ideas about this and that, and why do you always have to reinvent the wheel? If you want to get rich, all you have to do is do what rich people do. And I'm listening to this, and I'm going, well, that sounds simple enough. How come I never thought of that? I said, well, what do rich people do? He says, well, that's not for me to tell you. That's for you to find out, or else it won't work for you. So, he says, where do you want to make your money? In real estate, in stocks, in business? I says, business, because I didn't know that much about anything else. So he says, well, you better study rich business people. And that's what I did. I took his advice, of my hard head, and I, for the next 6 months, I didn't work at all. I didn't earn a living. All I did was study the methodologies of business people who were very rich and how they did it and how they ran their businesses. And in the very next business that I started, the first thing I learned was about passion. And I learned that you can't make any money on a long-term basis unless you're passionate about the business. And the reason for that was because I already experienced going for the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I had experienced going for that route, and that wasn't working. And because I kept on looking for what? For an exit. And if you're not passionate, this is for everyone to understand here, what I found out in hindsight is 2020, right? So if you're not passionate about your business, you're always going to be looking for an exit. Now, one of the things I use in examples in my courses now is that if you're driving on a highway and you're looking for an exit, Chris, what lane are you in, the slow lane or the fast lane?
If I'm looking for an exit, I'm in the slow lane.
Exactly. You're in the slow lane looking around, looking for your first chance to get out.
Right.
Because you don't like what you're doing.
Right.
Even if it is good money, you're still looking for a way out because it doesn't mesh with your heart and your spirit. And so that's what I learned. And finally, I decided, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to get into a business that I like what it is. And I was really into health and fitness at the time. And so I opened one of the first retail fitness stores in all of North America. And sure enough, with this new model of what I'm going to call passion first, passion foremost, I became a millionaire in 2.5 years.
Wow.
And I can attribute it strictly to the fact that I had finally done my passion. I had finally lived what I was into. Instead of, you know, I was involved in coupons before. I was involved in window cleaning services. I was involved in anything that I thought could make a money either quickly so I could survive or a long term basis. But I never included the fact that I needed to love it. You know what? Here's what's funny. I thought about that when I was younger, when I was a young adult. But every time I went home to my parents, they said, "You're such a crazy. Why do you think you can do what you love and you think you can get rich doing it that way? You're wrong. When it comes to work, you work. And when it comes to play, you play. And ne'er shall the two meet." And this is what I heard every single Friday night when I went to dinner to my parents.
Wow.
And so it was almost literally impossible for me to stick to my guns. As even when I started the fitness stores, they said, "You're crazy. It's never going to work. You know, just because you're a runner and you like exercise doesn't mean you're going to make a fortune at it. You know, go on and get a real job." I think your audience knows exactly what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And so sure enough, I stuck to my guns. I said, no, even if I, at least this, you know, now I get in hindsight 2020. The way I figure it now is if you live your passion in your business, even if you don't make a fortune, at least you like what you do.
Yeah.
At least you're enjoying every day. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Whereas if you only go for the money, you don't enjoy it. And if you make it, you're lucky. And if you don't, you know, and you won't make it. But if you make it, you're lucky. And if you don't make it, you're a loser on both sides. You don't make money and you hate it. Well, you're a loser, right?
Right.
Whereas at least if you're living your passion, you got to win at least on half of it. You're already won half the game, and there's a much better chance you're going to make money at it too. So for me, my first experience in really living my full passion and making that my business turned in from a $2,000 credit card loan into $1.5 million in 2.5 years.
Wow, amazing. Now, Harv, as you were telling this story, you said that the transition point for you is that when you met a very rich friend of your parents who told you you needed to think the way rich people think, and your book, your latest book that just came out, is called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. So what exactly is this millionaire mind that you're talking about?
Well, that's all that is really, when I refer to millionaire mind, is the whole mindset of how rich people think in a way that's very different than most other people.
So how is that?
Well, you know, obviously in the book there's 17 very specific ways, but you know what we really talk about here is, you know, in the book, in the back of the book, what it says is this. It says, "Give me 5 minutes with anyone and I can predict your financial future for the rest of your life." How? Very simply. In a short conversation, I can identify what's called your money and success blueprint. I'm going to repeat that, your money and success blueprint. Each of us has a personal money and success blueprint already ingrained in our subconscious mind, and it is this blueprint, Chris, more than anything and everything else all combined that will determine your financial life. You can be the best marketer. You can be the best negotiator. You can be the best communicator. You can be the best stock, you know, stock systems person, real estate person, any other arena that you can negotiate, anything. But if your money blueprint is not set for a high level of success, nothing you do will create you any serious money. And if you do somehow luck into serious money, you will eventually lose it. Now, I have to tell you a story you probably don't know. Okay. Are you willing?
Sure, please.
Okay. So how do I know this? All right, let me continue the story here.
Okay.
So here I was, and I was now a millionaire. I had about $1.5 million sold out to this Fortune 500 company. And I am on cloud now. I did it. The first thing I do is I go over to my parents' house. I want to show you a copy of a check that I just put into the bank. Oh, my God. You know, yeah. Well, you were a little bit wrong. Which, you know, of course, a Bruna. And here I was, not gloating, but, you know, just really feeling smug. Well, 2 years later, I hadn't done another business. I had tried a few little things here and there, but, you know, wasn't really putting a lot of attention on it. And I really didn't put a lot of attention on investing and, you know, bought a house and then, you know, bought furniture and bought a car. And Chris, 2 years later, I was back to the original amount of money that I'd always had.
Oh, no.
And I could not believe, I'm looking in my bank book and I'm going, well, if it wasn't for this $1.5 million, it would look like this never ever came in. Oh, my God, this is the same money I always had. And if I noticed that that number was the same number, I'd have 4 or 5 times before over the last 10 years. It was always the same number, almost to the penny. And since I was in the fitness business, I knew about something called a set point when it comes to our weight. You're familiar with this, right?
I think so, but explain it.
Well, a set point is simply the weight that your body is comfortable at, the weight that it's conditioned to work at. For example, let's say you weigh 160 pounds. Of course, you're not a woman, right? No. Or a man who's skinny or whatever it is. So let me just give you an example.
Yeah.
Let's say you weigh 160 pounds. And, you know, you go on a cruise and you eat like a horse and you come back 172 pounds.
Right.
Well, give it a couple of weeks. You don't have to do anything. You're going to go back to 160 pounds because that's what your body's used to. Let's say you get sick, unfortunately, and you go to 140 pounds. You know, when you get well, your body's going to come right back to 160 pounds. It's not going to stay. You follow what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, right.
Because your body and you're cellularly conditioned to be at a certain weight. Well, when I lost that money again, and I recognized that same pattern, that same amount of money, it struck me, the discovery of this aha that said, oh my gosh, in the same way that we have a set point when it comes to our weight, we have a set point when it comes to our money. And I realized that this is what was holding me back. And so I was doing work on myself already because I wanted to be a much better parent than I was at the time. And I realized that I was kind of doing what my dad had done, and I didn't want to do that. And so I realized that I needed to be a better parent. So I started working on myself, and I came across some amazing methodologies from many, many different arenas as to actual processes to revise my own conditioning patterns, which is where the set point comes from, where the money blueprint comes from. And when I was able to do that, Chris, it was like, I don't know, the skies opened up with diamonds. I don't know how to describe it. Everything I touched after those processes turned to gold. All of a sudden, I had this Midas touch. You know, in early days, when I touched a stock, it would go down. My friends would buy it, it would go up. I touch it, go down. All of a sudden, even my stocks were going up. The real estate I got into went up like crazy. The businesses I was in, they started going crazy. Everything I touched just went crazy. And I realized that I had come upon something here that was something that was untouched and undiscovered and that nobody really talked about. This money blueprint and this set point when it comes to what your life destiny around money is going to be. And so, you know, talk about passion. You know, I was all over this thing. I wasn't doing seminars on it. I was teaching business seminars, but at my business seminars, I kept on throwing in about this whole arena around the blueprint and how you have to change this in order, if you want to make any serious money. Because I would go to these seminars, do the teacher seminars, and some people would do well and other people would do terrible. You know, even from the same same tools. And I realized, again, it's your toolbox, not your tools. And so I said, you know what, enough of this. I'm going to set aside the business stuff for just a little bit. I'm going to create a brand new dynamic program based on what worked for me and what changed my life here. It was at the time called Your Mind and Money. I put this program together for all the people I was teaching business, literally hundreds. And sure enough, Chris, it was the same thing happened for them. All of a sudden, people's lives totally radically changed. And it was like, you know, it was like we had pulled out the weeds that truly stop people from creating the wealth that they have. You see, everybody's got flowers. Everybody's got good stuff in them. And the problem is, in their garden, the problem is that, you know, we have these one or two big, massive weeds that suck the energy and the nutrients from the flowers so that they can't grow. And when I did this program, it was not only the most popular program that I'd ever done, but they started, friends and relatives and people started coming from God knows where and overseas, and was like, oh my God, I really hit on something. But it was my passion, and I found that when I was teaching this course, I was a different person. I was the best person that I could be. And it was making me grow to do this program. And so I did it based out of passion. And sure enough, once again, as you mentioned in the introduction, we have one of the largest companies now, seminar companies in the entire world. I have 137 full-time staff in head office, which is huge for a training company of this sort, as you know.
Yep.
Most people have two or three, maybe five or ten at the most. And we're just flying. We've got now over 250,000 people at the 3-day Millionaire Mind Intensive. When we do a Millionaire Mind Intensive, which is called now, it's been revised and it's totally, you know, in the cutting edge of everything now. When we do this 3-day Millionaire Mind Intensive now in, for example, Los Angeles, as you probably know, we will have for 3 days 2,500 people sitting there, as you say, on the edge of their seats and working away for 3 days. When we just did New York for the very first time, and the 3-day intensive about four weeks ago, we had 1,600 people in our first shot in New York. We did an evening event 2 weeks later, and the people were so excited that they would say that how many people they sent. Believe, listen, I don't know if you know this, Chris. We did at the Manhattan Center. We had, it only holds 1,000. We crammed 1,300 people into this place. The fire marshals had to come. And it was like one of those soccer matches. People were trying to run in the back door, jump over the gates. It was a joke. And we were scared that people would get hurt. And people stood outside the whole night in order to get one of these books, one of the first copies of it. And this pandemonium is occurring only for one reason. Because we've hit the root cause of financial success. And when you work with the roots, the fruits will take care of themselves.
Absolutely. And Harv, I have to make one comment here, is that my experience at your courses, even when there's 1,000 or 2,000 people in the room, what you do, which is remarkable, is every single person feels like they're getting personal instruction. That's what I heard from person after person after person as I sat through those courses.
Well, you know, it's all energy, and the more the merrier. It's unbelievable. The more people that are there, the faster everybody moves.
Yeah. It's really quite remarkable. So you made a comment that I want you to come back to, if you would, again. You said that you made a shift. Once you realized that there was this money thermostat or set point, you made a shift, and then everything started turning up gold in your life. Can you talk more about how it is that someone's money set point gets created and what it is that goes on to create that financial blueprint in the first place?
That's a really, really good idea, because when we understand where the blueprint comes from, and by the way, just really quickly, you know, the best example I know of the blueprint in action,
yeah,
is what I talk about in the book is Donald Trump. Here's this multi-billionaire who loses everything and more. 2 years later, he's got it all back again and more. Why? Because his financial thermostat is set for high. Take lottery winners. They win $5, $10, $50, $100 million. 5 years later, half of them have no money left. Why? Money blueprint set for low. It's that simple. It will run your life. It will determine your decisions that you would normally say are very logical decisions. And you know what? They're completely logical to you. They come out of pure choice. They make complete sense. They're fully logical. They are the best decision you can make. And guess what? They don't work. The only reason they don't work is if your set point is set for low, they will make certain that they don't work. So let's talk a little bit about how the blueprint is formed, and that's very, very important, because you have to understand that it doesn't come from you. It came through you. It came to you. So the blueprint consists primarily of the information or programming you received in the past, especially as a young child. Now, who were some of the primary sources of this information? Parents, siblings, authority figures, teachers, religious leaders, of course, media, culture. Chris, let's take culture for a second. Isn't it true that certain cultures have a certain way of thinking and dealing with money, and other cultures have a completely different way of thinking and dealing with money?
Absolutely.
And let me ask you a question. Does the child come out of the womb doing it that way, or were they taught how to do money that way?
Well, I would have to think that they're taught that way.
That's right. Everyone is taught how to do money. Every person on this call, I want you to say to yourself, I was taught how to do money, which means that's not who you are. You were just taught how to do it. All right, well, how were you taught? How are we conditioned? Three primary ways of conditioning. Verbal programming, that's all about what did you hear when you were young. Modeling, that's all about what did you see when you were young. And specific incidents, that's all about what did you experience when you were young. You know, one of the things on the verbal, it's so easy because almost all of us heard sayings, quote unquote, about money and rich people and wealth when we were young. You know, almost everybody's heard, you know, money's the root of all evil, right? And rich people are greedy and filthy rich. And you have to work hard to make money. And you can't be rich and spiritual. And money doesn't buy love. And money doesn't bring happiness. And money doesn't grow on trees. And we can't afford it. And it takes money to make money. And money corrupts people. And it's so funny, Chris. You know, last week I had a guy stand up and he said that. He goes, you know, Harv, what I learned from my parents is that money corrupts people. And I said, that's very interesting, a good frame on it. Let me ask you a question here, though. I said, can I give you another way of looking at it? He goes, well, certainly. I said, well, here's my take. People corrupt money. It's exactly the opposite. People corrupt money. Money is some pieces of paper and some coins. You tell me, how come wallpaper doesn't corrupt people? How come post-it notes don't corrupt people? Oh, my God, there's a post-it note. Look out! It's some coins and paper. That's all it is. It's nothing more than what you make it, what you give it. If you are corrupt, then money will be corrupt, but so will wallpaper. And if you're a kind, generous person, so will your money be, and so will wallpaper. You'll choose little huggy bears. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
And it's amazing the myths that people have bought into. See, one of the myths that I had before I got rich was that rich people are greedy. And rich people are snobs. And they don't want to talk to people like me, okay? If you're not rich, they don't want to talk to you.
Right.
Well, guess what happened? When I got well off and I moved down to San Diego, I lived in one of the richest areas in the whole area called Rancho Santa Fe. And, you know, I went in there with a gated community and all that, and I didn't want to talk to anybody. And my wife, Rochelle, she was hiding out even worse. And, you know, God forbid they find out that we only have a couple of million dollars at the time. We go, like, who knows? You know, you're whatever way. I had this fictitious thing in my head.
Yeah.
And so sure enough, though, I had little kids. And you know how it is with kids. The kids want to play with each other. They don't care how much money's got. And so I would take my kids over to this one person's house. And I went there the first time. The door was bigger than my entire house, even though my house was a $2 million house. And their door was, like, enormous. I mean, you could use a crane to open the thing, you know? And so I ring the door, but I want to leave right away. I was going to just drop off my kid, but my kid kept on saying, you know, pick up my other shoes. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to meet these. I tell you, Chris, the people I met who were living in that house were the nicest people I've ever met in my life. They were so friendly. They invited myself and my wife to the barbecue that happening on Saturday. We're going, no, we insist. You have to come. We'll pick you up even. And it's like, oh, my God. So we went over there, and they were the nicest people. Everybody took time to introduce themselves. Nobody asked how much money. My whole philosophy of how rich people were snobs went up in smoke in an hour. I said, that is absolute crap. Then I started wondering what else is crap, you know?
Yeah.
What else is junk here that I was learning? And so many of the things that we heard about money are absolutely insane. One of the things we do with the Million Mind Intensive, one of the things I do in the book Secrets of the Million Mind, is I do myth busting. We bust up these myths that have no reality to them, and yet these are the weeds that are in our life. Here's one that almost everybody thinks is true, that it takes money to make money, right?
Sure.
Well, let me tell you right now. Again, I started with $2,000 I borrowed on my credit card, and that had to be co-signed for. So I didn't have any money, so that didn't take me money. The second thing is this. What I found out in hindsight here, Chris, is that it doesn't take money to make money. In fact, if you throw money at a problem, that will never solve the problem. Money will never solve a problem. What it takes to make money is creativity. It takes creativity to make money. It takes ingenuity to make money. It takes a little intelligence to make money. It takes a little brainstorming to make money. It takes something that's a little bit different and a workable situation to make money. We just taught our guerrilla business school, and I'm going to give away one of the secrets from there. And that is, you don't need money to start a business. You pre-sell whatever you've got. Whatever you're selling, you pre-sell it. If someone's going to want it later, they're going to want it now, and you're going to give them a better deal for buying it before it's ready. And people went, that's ridiculous. Well, you know what? I've made my entire livelihood pre-selling everything. And when I show people this, you know, 6 months later, they come back, they're almost wealthy. They go, my God, I didn't have anything. I did exactly what you said. People will buy it if they've pre-sold. All I'm saying here is a little bit of creativity is what it takes to make money. It doesn't take money to make money. Does that make any sense?
Complete, absolute, complete sense.
Yeah. So anyways, that's one of the ways. And again, do you want to go through some of the more of them, or what would you like to do with timing?
Well, just, you know, you've talked a lot about how what happens when we're young determines whether we succeed or not. And I love your example of Donald Trump, that here's a man who, if he was a millionaire, as you've said, he would consider that to be a failure. Yes?
Absolutely.
You also in your story have talked a lot about how your parents' situation has affected you. Is that your experience in teaching people that all over the world that their parents have a major impact on how they think about money and their success blueprint?
Excellent question, because that's another way that we get taught. Remember, as I said, modeling. And modeling comes from your parents or guardians. Who did you grow up with? Even if you grew up with your grandparents, it would come from them, or your uncle come from them. What were your parents or guardians like in the arena of money when you were growing up? Did one of them or both of them manage money well, or did they mismanage it? Were they spenders or were they savers? Were they shrewd investors or non-investors? Did money come fairly easily in your household, or was it a struggle? Was money a source of joy in your home too, or is a source of bitter arguments? And again, why is this important? Again, we've heard the saying, monkey see, monkey do, and humans aren't far behind. So most of us, believe it or not, will tend to be exactly like one or a combination of both of our parents in the arena of money. And everyone on the line right now, you should think right now and go, wow, which one of my parents am I like in the arena of money? Or if you're not, you're going to be exactly the opposite. See, it's one way or the other, Chris. It's either you're identical or you're opposite, but there's no in-between. And so the question is, now you might ask, well, why would someone be the opposite of one or both of their parents? Well, it just depends on how angry you were at them, doesn't it?
So we're either identical or we're the opposite of one or both of our parents.
Which means that your conditioning is still running your financial decisions in your life.
Uh-huh. So how do we change that?
Well, the best way to change that is to, first of all, recognize that, you know, the best way to do it is, again, to model, but this time to model people who have financial set points or money blueprints set for very high levels of success. And those people have a name, and they're called rich people. So the most important thing to do is begin to modeling. So there's three major ways to change it. Number one, pull out the weeds, the myth-busting. Okay, get rid of that stuff that doesn't make any sense anymore. But, you know, it makes perfect sense to you until someone else looks at it and goes, and you look at it and go, you're a little embarrassed about thinking that way. And that we do a little bit in the book and a lot at the 3-Day Millionaire Mind Intensive. The second way is to model rich and successful people who have high-level blueprints and think the way they think. Remember, your thoughts lead to your feelings, lead to your actions, lead to results. I'll say it again. Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. And what that means is that you want to do what rich people do, that means the action, you have to think the way they think. Rich people have a very certain way of thinking about money and success that other people don't. That's where the millionaire mind comes in. And we'll talk about that in a minute. And the third way is to, I have to say it, attend, participate, experience the 3-Day Millionaire Mind Intensive. This is not a normal course, as you well know. This is an experience that people have that transforms them on a cellular basis on a very permanent level, that they can go to a completely new level in their financial life and in their happiness life and spiritual life, and even, you know, I've heard people losing weight, I hear people getting back together with their relationships, but, you know, let's not talk about that, because, you know, the reason that happens is because we're holistic beings, and you cannot affect one part without naturally affecting the other. But the processes are so fun, so powerful, it's so experiential that, you know, that people just readily walk out with a new blueprint. You know what's interesting here? And I'll talk about this again. I'll talk about it now before I forget. How do I know it's so effective? Well, of course, we have all the emails and all the letters. But, you know, we have, you know, as you know, many other programs that are different types of programs in business and high echelon personal development programs. And so we see the people again and again, and, of course, they tell us. But here's the best way we know. You know, remember, Chris, and most people will forget, I'm sure, but remember at the beginning of the program, we actually elicit your money blueprint, your set point, all the beliefs, all the ways people think about money, yada, yada, and we actually elicit each person's individually with our methodology.
Right.
And then we do our magic, and then at the very end of the course, we give back the same two sheets, you know, with it completely empty this time, and we re-elicit the blueprint. In other words, how do you think and feel about money now? What are your beliefs around this and about that? And how much do you feel this and how much do you feel that? And people fill it up, forgetting that they actually did this the first time 3 days ago. Then we ask them to pull out the first ones. And compare them. And of course, you were there when you hear this laughter, people going crazy in the room laughing hilariously at how they could have possibly believed and written the stuff they wrote on the first day.
Yeah.
They can't believe that that came out of their heads and their mouth.
I know.
You know? And so we know that we do a job, and the job is permanent, and the job makes a massive difference for people. So that's the third way. Now, the second way, let's talk about for a few minutes here, is really to think about, how do rich people actually think very differently than most other people? And if we can have a little bit of time to go over a few of these, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, would you please? I think our listeners would love to hear that.
Well, I'm going to give you like the, you know, really simple ones that are seem obvious, because I'm not, you know, I don't think there's anything drastically new that has to happen in the world. I would rather give people simple things they could do something with than a bunch of, you know, complicated formulas that you can't take any action on. So I'm just talking about the simplest, easiest ones here.
Great.
So here's one that's so simple. Rich people play the money game to win. And most everybody else, well, they play the money game not to lose. See, most people, Chris, actually play the money game on defense versus offense. And let me ask you this. In any sport or any game, if you play the game strictly on defense, what are your chances of actually winning that game?
Almost none.
Yeah, either none or...
Unless you're very lucky.
Exactly, right. But that won't last, will it?
No.
Because eventually someone's going to score, because you can never score, right?
Right.
And so most, you know, poor people's, poor mentality people's primary concern is survival and security. So, and what is your goal? What's your objective? What's your true intention? Because intention is very important in the universe. And rich people's intention is to create massive abundance of wealth. And poor people, what's their intention? They just want enough to pay the bills. Just give me enough to pay the bills. On time would be a miracle. And you know what? Due to the power of intention, that's exactly what you're going to get, and not a dime more. If your intention is to have enough to pay the bills, I promise you, you will never, ever, 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 times 10, get rich. Never. It's impossible. Those two things don't go together. You know what? And I'll bet no matter how wonderful the people on this line listening right now are, and no matter how much good stuff they've got, at least half of them have been living in that way. Their intention is to have enough to pay the bills. Or maybe they went up a step and they went, you know, I just want to earn a decent living. Well, guess what? That's exactly what you're going to get. How about the middle class people who say, you know what? I just want to be comfortable.
That's it. Yeah, right.
You know, just want to be comfortable, right? Well, guess what? Comfortable is not rich, and comfortable doesn't lead to rich. And I'm going to say this again. If your intention is to be comfortable, you will never, ever, ever, ever get rich. Never. Why? Because they're not the same. It's a completely different energy to become comfortable than it is to become rich. Look, I don't know about the people on this line, and I don't know about you, Chris, but in my world, in my experience, getting rich is not a stroll in the park. It takes some serious energy, some serious focus, some serious support, and some serious good fortune, otherwise known as your blueprint, and it takes some work, okay? That's my world. Now, I'm not saying you have to do that forever. If you're smart, then you can set up a system so that that system works instead of you, and so you're working hard for a short period of time. But I've never unless it was even an inheritance and they'd end up losing if their blueprint wasn't set correctly. I've never met anybody who didn't have to put some serious energy into getting some serious money. Why? Because everything is energy, right? And a small amount of money takes a small amount of energy. And a large amount of money takes what? A large amount of energy. This makes common sense, yes or yes?
Totally.
So you have to put some serious energy into this. And so if your intention is only to be comfortable, how much energy are you going to put in? Well, you won't put any energy in if it's not comfortable, so there's a very limited amount you're going to put in. So, you know, comfort doesn't... Rich people don't worry about being comfortable. If you're trying to get rich, forget about being comfortable. Sometimes you have to do things that are very uncomfortable. They're new. They're different. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense.
Now, so here's what I advise people. I advise people to get uncomfortable. If you want to get rich, you better practice getting uncomfortable. You better practice living in uncomfort. Because if you can live uncomfortably, then you can do anything. You can do what it takes to create success. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, it does. That's a pretty radical idea, actually.
Totally, because the only time you're actually growing is when you're in what zone? The comfort zone or the uncomfort zone?
The uncomfort zone.
Exactly. So remember, one of the other principles is that if you're not growing, you're automatically dying. And if you're not sure about that, then do you have a plant in your house or a flower? If your plant isn't growing, what's it doing? It's dying. And so it's the same with us. If you're not growing, you're dying too. And so you've got to be, the only time you're growing is when you're uncomfortable. So I want everyone right now who's on the line immediately to reframe this whole comfort thing and say, hey, I'm looking to be uncomfortable. My goal is to be uncomfortable, because if I'm uncomfortable, that's when I'm growing. I'm getting out of my box. You know, one of the things we do is, you know, is we teach another program called the Enlightened Warrior Training, and there's no question about it that we help people, you know, get uncomfortable. But strategies to maintain and grow during that time, so that it's so funny, because when people do the Enlightened Warrior Camp, you know, they have all these problems before they show up, and when they go home, they've got no problems anymore. Why? Because they're bigger than their problems. They go, that was a problem? You don't know what a problem is. Oh, get rid of that, you know? You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, because I've been through the Warrior
Camp. Exactly. And so, you know, you have to grow big. That's another one of the differences between, so let me finish this one here. I get so excited.
Yeah.
Can you guys tell that I'm passionate about this?
Yes.
All right. You know what? It's passionate when things work out for people, and you get to see the lights turned down, and you get to see people going from where they are to really where they want to be in their areas of life, especially on the money side, and that leads to freedom in other areas, and it's a blessing to be able to do this. So, you know, I'm the lucky one. I'm the one who gets to assist people and watch them grow so quickly when they really get to work on their blueprint and work on the inside, the roots that make a difference. So here's my thoughts for everyone. I want everyone to do two things. First of all, my philosophy is this: if you shoot for the stars, you're at least going to hit the moon. Most people only shoot for the ceiling in their house and they wonder why they're not rich yet. You've got to play a much bigger game. You've got to be willing to get out there much more. I want you, everyone on the line, to promise me right now that tomorrow morning or tonight, depending on where you are located, I want you to create a strategy for helping 10 times the number of people that you're helping now. Why do I mean that by that? Well, one of the things that I teach in the book and in the seminars is our definition of an entrepreneur is a person who solves problems for people at a profit. That's all. A person who solves problems for people at a profit. And so your job is to do what? Solve what? Problems for people. Now, you get paid a certain amount of money for solving a certain amount of problems. You get paid 10 times the amount of money for solving 10 times the amount of problems, or for 10 times the amount of people. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So what you want to do, if you're on the line right now, is tomorrow morning, I want you to figure out a way to, if you're a massage therapist right now, and you're serving 6 people a day and helping them, you need to create a way to help 60 people a day. And when you can do that, you're going to be a very rich person. And so you're going to say, well, I can't, how can I do 60 massages a day? Now it takes a little creativity, see? And what that means is that, well, maybe if I would love doing massages, I'll have to do them a little bit on the weekends, but during the week, I run my massage clinic. Clinics. And I have, you know, 10 massage therapists working for me, and I take half of what they do. Very much. I did a spa yesterday in Atlanta, where I am right now, I paid $150 for a massage. Trust me, the massage therapist did not get $150. I don't have to tell you that. You know what I'm saying here?
Yes.
And so there's no reason that the people can't do that, but they have to want it. They have to want to create wealth. They have to be willing to help more people to do that. And so that's the first thing that I'd like to say to people. Play to win. You cannot be an intention to pay your bills or be comfortable and get rich. They don't go together. You really have to want to get rich, and you have to commit to it. That's number three in my book. Rich people are committed to becoming rich, and most other people they'd want to become rich. You know, if it fell on their head, they'd take it.
Right.
You know, but as far as doing whatever it takes, as far as working 40 hours a day, as far as working, you know, 8 days a week, as far as not seeing their family for a month, forget it. I don't want it that bad, right? Well, that's right. That's why you don't have it. I'm not saying you have to do it, but you have to be willing. The key word is willing to do what it takes and willing to put everything on the line. You know, one of the things we talked, remember at the Night Warrior Camp we talked about, was the reason that the Mongolian warriors never lost a battle is because they put everything on the line. There was no retreat. There was no room for failure. Failure was not an option. And what they did is they brought their whole family and all their belongings, their mother, their brother, their sister, their wives, their children, right behind the front line. They kept them with them right to their back, so there was no room for retreat. It was either win or the entire society gets wiped out. And you fight different when your wife and your child are behind you.
Yep. That's
and you know what? People have gotten so soft in this society that, and not, I'm not saying in a negative way. It's, if you want to be soft, be soft. But if you want to be rich, you can't be soft. I'm sorry. You could be a very kind-hearted person, a very generous person, a very wonderful person, a very spiritual person, but you cannot be weak. You cannot be weak, because weak people do not get rich.
Well,
so we have to strengthen
about,
you up.
You're talking about internal strength here, Harv, right?
I'm talking about totally internal strength. The strength of your heart, and the strength of your passion, and the strength of your courage, and the strength of your willingness, and your strength of your commitment. That's what I'm talking about, the strength of your character. One of the other things that that rich people are different than most other people is that rich people are bigger than their problems, and most other people they're smaller than their problems. See, you can only your money can only grow to the extent that you do. You're like this container, right? And if you are the container for your wealth, and you have more money than container, what happens to the money? It goes, it overflows, right? It's gone from you. That's what sabotage is all about. That's what losing your money in investments is all about. That's what having two good years and one bad year is all about. You're not big enough for the amount of money that you had. Now, how do I know this? Personal experience. What happened to me? I made my $1.5 million. You know, 2 years later, I didn't have it. Why? Because I wasn't working on Harv. I wasn't big enough to hold $1.5 million yet. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And so what you have to do is you have to grow you as the container. And you have to consistently grow you. And what we do at the Millionaire Mind Intensive is we actually, we work on your container and we grow it very quickly. And one of the things about that is if you grow yourself to a point where you are a very big container, then you can hold a lot more money. Not only can you attract it, but again, you can keep it and you can grow it. And that's why at the Millionaire Mind Intensive, the 3-day, and even in the book, we work not only on creating success, but keep setting your blueprint for keeping that success and growing that success. Because if you're not growing, you're dying. So you've got to keep on growing the success. I can't tell you, Chris, how many people I have who are fairly well off. I mean millionaires, multimillionaires, who are already semi-retired. They come to the course and they go out there on fire because now they realize why they were feeling so crummy. Because, you know, after they retire, they had a good time, but they didn't feel important. They didn't feel fulfilled anymore. There was no more passion in their life. And talk about passion, because passion is the fire for your life. It's the energy that burns everything from a positive standpoint. And so, you know, we would light them on fire. We have people who are totally middle class. You know, they earn, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60,000, 80,000 a year. We have people who are dead broke. They don't have two pennies to rub together. By the time we're finished with everyone, the goal of this intensive is for them to be able to reach their full financial potential. Their full, whatever that potential is. And I want to say this right now to all the people in the audience, because you always attract spiritually wonderful, kind, loving people. And here's my thought. A lot of people have, again, number 12 in the book says, rich people think both, poor people think either or thinking. It's, I can be a kind person or I can be really rich. I can be a generous person or I can be rich. I can be a loving and spiritual person, or I can be rich. I can have money or love. It's or. Okay? Listen, the truth is you can have both. That or stuff is scarcity thinking, and it's complete baloney. Excuse my language. You know, it's salami. It's not true. You can be a very kind and loving and wonderful and highly contributive person who lives their passion and their duty and their mission and their dharma and be really, 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 really rich at the same time. So here's my thoughts for everyone on this call. If you've got a problem with that, if you're saying, well, I don't really need a lot of money, here's my thoughts. If you are one of the fortunate people who has the wherewithal, the potential to have a lot of money, and trust me, if you come to this intensive, you will. If you're listening to this call, you have it. You're not on the streets in Tasmania right now or Biafra, okay? If you're one of those people who has the wherewithal to create wealth, then do it. Create it. Create wealth. Why? So you can help people who don't have that wherewithal. So you can help the people who don't have the fortune that you have. I'm talking about the blessings that you have in your life. Just even living in this in North America is a blessing. If you're on this call, you had enough money to even be on this call, all right? And so that's more than 98% of the rest of the population of the world. And, you know, we are one. We are one big team here, the whole world. It's not just us. Just so people know, like, for the first month of my entire book, you know, we did a huge number of books, and as you know right now, we're number 3 on Amazon. Yesterday, we were number 1 on BNN, and the book's only out a week. And for all the pre-sales, every dime of my own royalty is going to help the Tsunami Victims Relief Fund. Because, you know, when you...
Could you say that again, Harp? Sorry.
I said that every dollar in the first month here that of all these pre-sales that we were doing, every single dollar of my own royalty is going directly to the Tsunami Victims Fund.
Wow.
And I'm not saying I'm proud of that or not. It's just a natural thing for me to do. I mean, you know, it's another $100,000 is not going to make a dent in my life, but can you imagine what it's going to do for a few families in where it's needed?
Wait,
you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So if you have the wherewithal to get rich, then get really rich so you can help more people. So you can build that retreat center, and you don't have to charge people $10,000 to walk in to get healed. You can supplement a lot of what they do. You can break even. You can help the homeless. You can give to more charities. When people need help, you can help them, even if it's your own family or whatever it is. So I think I'm a big cheerleader for wealth. I'm sorry, okay? I think it's a lot better to be rich than broke. I think it's better that you can help a lot more people, you have a lot more freedom yourself, and you can be a lot stronger with a lot more confidence in your life when you have money than when you don't. And I believe that 99% of the people I've ever met don't have nearly the money that they have the capacity to have. And all we need to do is wipe out a few of these weeds that are holding them back, plug in some seeds that are set for, like, rich people that create wealth, and we're on our way.
Great. Now, Harv, I have to ask you this question, because I know you've had the experience yourself, and many of our listeners, I'm sure, are thinking this question, that so I expand my own container for wealth, and now I have a huge container for wealth, but I'm married to someone, or I have a sister or a family member or a brother or someone who I am very close to, or a business partner, who their container isn't in that place. What do I do with that? And what's your experience been with that situation?
You pinned the tail on the donkey there, right? You know, I've taught 250,000 people how to do this, and not how to do it, but we just do it. We don't teach them how to do it. We just do it with them until they walk out with a whole new blueprint. The hardest thing I have to do in my entire seminar business is handle this question, because it's a drag. It's very difficult. I know for my own life what happened for me was I kept on saying to my wife, honey, you know, you should come to some of these courses. They're pretty good. Look how good we're starting to do here. And, you know, it's because of the work that I'm doing on myself. I'd love for you to come. And she'd go, I don't need that stuff. You know, that's for hokey. You know, I do it my way. I was fine. I'm happy. What do you want from me? Leave me alone. And she does it in a very kind way. You know, my wife, she's very kind. But, you know, she wouldn't come with me. And, you know, finally I surrendered. So I'm going to say there's two or three ways we can do this. And here's my experience. Number one, surrender. Don't worry about it. Do not let them take you down. You have now got to be a model for them. You have to continue to work on you and do the work. And so you can be strong enough to offset whatever they're doing and strong enough to where, without even saying a word to them to come to do what you're doing, they're going to say to you, like my wife did, after a while, she saw I was so much happier. I was so much more confident. The money was rolling. And she goes, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm doing this work. And she says, well, how come you never invite me? As if I never invited her 100 times, right? And I said, you know, you're invited whenever you choose. So, well, I want to go with you next time. And I said, okay, fine. I'm going to be going Thursday night. You want to come with? So she did. She started getting enthralled. She loved the energy. And there now she even teaches part of this stuff. I mean, she's a whole different person now. And it's the same thing. You need to become the model, the strong one, without forcing the other person, and allow them to see the difference in you, especially for your children, you know. Allow the people to see the difference in you. And then hopefully one day they'll ask you and go, you know what, I want some of what you got. You know, what do I do? So that's the first thing. The second thing is, here's what I say to everybody. Bring them to me. Get them 10 Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Give that out to everyone you know. And let them read the book. And then no matter what, bring them to the 3-day intensive. Because as you saw there, here's the problem. If a person is semi-dark, I'm not saying they're a bad person. They don't have a light energy. Then what the nature, beautiful of nature, is that light always dissipates darkness. You can't be dark in light. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so when they get to the intensive, of course they sit there with their arms crossed and their ears smoking for the first couple of hours, right? And they're like fuming, why'd you bring me here? All this kind of stuff. But pretty soon truth prevails. Lightness prevails. We pierce their heart. We pierce their soul. They start to recognize the stuff that they're running, the program they're running, the righteousness that they're running, the negativity that they're running. They start to recognize how it's holding them back. And they start to be a little more open. And of course, by the end of the first day, they start seeing that this isn't them, that it comes from outside of them, that was plugged into them. They start letting go of it. By the second day, we do our famous, you know, change technology procedures. They're so fun. They're having a riot. They're laughing, and they don't even realize that they've changed by the end of the day. And by the end of the entire weekend, they are a different person. And then they come up to go, how come you never told me about this stuff before? You know, this was amazing. No. Why would you keep it to yourself? And it's like you never told them. So number one, be the model. Number two, bring them to me.
Excellent. Well, and you know, it's so interesting, Harv, because having experienced the 3-day Millionaire Mind Intensive, I can attest that that's exactly what happens to people. And I, that's why I kept calling Janet when I went through the course the first time, is because I kept seeing it all around me constantly and in myself. You know, it's your 3-day course is a completely transformational experience, and it's amazing to me that so much ground can get covered in so short a time. So.
Well, you know, I'm looking at, I got to say this, and I know you're the host and moderator, but you know, I'm a truth teller. I say my piece, and if you don't like it, then you don't have to believe a word I say, but my own experience. You know, you came, a couple of years ago, I think?
Yeah.
And you and Janet, right?
Yeah.
And I would love for you guys to just think back before, because you guys were great people before that. But think back from how you handled money and how you thought about money and how you thought about success and what you were willing to do and what you're willing to do, what you weren't willing to do. And think about both of you right now and the projects that you're doing that are so extremely extraordinary versus what you came in with lots of ideas but really not a lot of wherewithal happening. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And now you're putting legs, concrete, money under all of it. And you guys are one of the most successful people I know. You guys have these huge hearts, so contributive, so spiritually based, so kind-hearted, and the money's starting to roll in. And I think a lot of it comes from the fact that we were able to disconnect the idea that if you're a really spiritual, loving person, you're not going to be, you shouldn't be a rich person. And we're the opposite. We say, we want to be both. We want to be, you know, spiritual and kind and generous and rich. Why not?
Totally. Well, one of the principles you taught us I'd like you to talk about before we close here tonight, Harv, and that is that you talk in the book that rich people are good receivers. And that's certainly one of the principles that went deep into my heart. But isn't it true that everyone wants to receive good things? I mean, why are rich people different in this regard?
Well, the result is that they are good receivers. You know, they're willing to receive, and most people are not willing to receive good things because they don't feel that they deserve them, you see? And so in the very simplest way is most poor and many middle-class people are poor receivers because they feel unworthy or undeserving. And I want everyone on the line right now, I hope that you learned something tonight, but, you know, that's why I'm here, okay? But if you get nothing out of tonight but this, please get this right now. A lot of people on this line don't feel fully worthy. They don't feel fully deserving. They don't feel like, you know, I don't know if I deserve this, you know, and they make up. And here's the thing. Whether you are worthy or not, I'm going to say it again. Whether you are worthy or not is all a made-up story. You're making up the story. You say, well, no, my dad told me that I was worthless and all that. Well, then you bought his story, and now you continue it, okay? It's the same thing. You made up the story. One of the things we teach in our programs is this. Nothing has meaning except for the meaning you give it. I'll repeat it. Nothing has meaning except for the meaning you give it. And what that means is that if you say you're worthy, you are. And if you say you're not worthy, you're not. I mean, I never heard of anybody going through the stamping lineup, the worthiness stamping lineup at birth. Can you imagine people coming out of the womb and God stamping their forehead? Worthy, unworthy. Worthy, unworthy. Ugh, unworthy. Oh, my God. It's not true. It doesn't happen that way. No. Every child is born worthy. And here's my thought. If a plant that's crooked and has crooked branches and hardly any leaves and no color, if in the forest, are you going to say that plant is unworthy? No. That tree does exactly what it's supposed to do, and it looks exactly the way it's supposed to look. And it's the same with you. You're not worthy because of how much money you have or you don't have, what you do or what you don't do. Whether you love somebody or they love you, that's not worthiness at all. You're worthy because you are breathing right now. The Great Spirit was blessed enough for you to give you life at this moment. And every single thing in nature, scientists will tell you this, every single bit of nature has a job to do. If this ant doesn't show up for work tomorrow, then the anthill doesn't get built the day before, and 10 more ants lose their life because the little ferret got in too early. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And every flower that doesn't get pollinated because one bee didn't show up on time. And every piece of nature, every element of nature has its duty and its dharma and its mission on this earth. And what do you think? We're the only ones who don't? It's ridiculous. And so you're worthy because you're breathing. You know, your Great Spirit put you on this planet right now, and you need to do your job. And that's where passion comes in. The first thing to know, one of the biggest clues about what your job here, what your mission here is on Earth, is what your passion is about. That's the seed that tells you what a good portion of what you're supposed to be doing is. For me, I loved exercise. I was into it. I used to run 8 miles a day on the beach. I loved it, okay? I sometimes ran twice a day. I was a freak about it, okay? Well, once I got into the exercise business, everything changed. Now, coming back here, I'm going, you know, one of the things I always wanted was to be a millionaire. And I vowed that if I ever got that way, I would help other people. Well, listen, you know, look at me now. I can't even stop. I just, like, you know, I've been on 6 interviews today. I was on TV this morning. It's like, you know, and I haven't even eaten. I don't even think about it. It's like, is there anything else I could say that can help people? Do you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And I want everyone to be crazy, crazy with passion, crazy with fire. Find what you love to do and just go out and do it. We will reset your blueprint. So for automatic and natural success, if you will just take what we do and then put it together within a reason. And by the way, just from the standpoint of people willing to do what they're passionate about, that's where the blueprint comes into, because a lot of people are not even willing to go for what they really love. They say, I don't know, or I'm confused, or you know what? Once we clear up that blueprint, all that stuff's going to go away.
Great. Well, I just have two more questions, Harv, and one is one that we ask every one of our guests, because we here at Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise believe strongly in the power of intention to manifest outcomes, just as you've been talking to us about tonight. So I wonder if you would tell us what is your single biggest project, and if you describe that for us, and what intention you'd like us here at Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise and our listeners today to hold for you.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you so much. That's pure Chris and Janet. How do you like that? That's them all over. You might as well paint it, okay? You know, totally what a giving back that is. You know, I teach people to accept support, but I can't say I'm always the best at it. I do my best. My students have been so supportive with this book. You know, I have another book called Speed Wealth that I wrote that was self-published, and we sell thousands and thousands, caseloads of those a year, but it was self-published. And now I have my first major book, and I've taken everything that I know, really, and I in this whole blueprint thing and the How Rich People thing, and put it into this amazing book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth. And it came out last week into the bookstores and online. And, you know, my students have been so gracious and so supportive, and it comes with a gift, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But the average student of our people who are with us has bought well over 10 books apiece. And most people buy 10, 20, 50, 100. I've had people, believe it or not, Chris, buy 1,000 books to support this, okay? And here's the reason. First of all, they want to support me. And secondly, there's something that's just a gift with a book. It says you always got to give back. And so if I could have prayers for people, from people, it would be my intention is to be the number one bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list in the first week that we're even out.
Great.
And that list comes out on Wednesday. This is the week that we're hoping people are going to purchase the books and in numerous quantities, and if anybody could pray for that's been my dream. And the reason it's my dream to be number one, because I don't do anything at number two. And as you know, the courses are set up like that. If you're not a 12 out of a 10 in everything you do, then don't bother doing it. Let somebody else do that. That's their passion.
Right.
But, you know, when we run a program, it's going to be a 12 out of a 10. And so I'm only interested in number one on that list. And my own prayers and my own what I've been thinking about, my intentions is to be number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Now, we hit BNN.com number one yesterday. We were at number three right now on Amazon. It's going to be tough, I have to say, to go to number one on Amazon, because there's a little book called Harry Potter that's selling 400 books an hour there. That's going to be tough. So we might hit number two. But it's number one in the New York Times. It's been my dream forever. And the reason it's my dream is because I feel that this work needs to get out. People don't even know they have a financial blueprint. They don't even know they have a financial set point. And they're struggling in all kinds of other areas and trying this and trying that. But the root cause of success is right here in this idea and this blueprint in this book and in the 3-day program. And my goal is, last year I think we put somewhere around 20,000 people into the 3-day program. And my goal is to have put 100,000 people a year through that 3-day program all over the world, so that all people can live in prosperity and in freedom, and they won't have the money troubles that cause so many other problems with themselves and their relationships and every other part of their life. And I think if I can do that, then I'll have left this world a little bit of a better place, and I believe that's my dharma, that's my job to do. So, you know, the number one thing is so that more people can find us, we get exposure, we'll get more media, and people can find the root cause of financial success and really quit wasting their time and a bunch of other stuff that is great once you've got the roots handled.
Yes, totally. So thank you for that, Harv, and we will hold that intention for you. And as we close this evening, we always ask what single idea that you'd like to leave our guests, our listeners with. Tonight, I'd really like you to explain and describe this very, very unique offer that you've created around your book, because it's something, after all we've been talking about, that I'm really excited about, and I want our listeners to really know and understand. So could you do that?
Yeah, I call myself a transformational agent. You know, my job is to really transform people's lives or to help them do that. And, you know, I am very blessed that we use a process called accelerated training in our courses. And very different than most other things. It's like the Woodstock of personal development and financial success development. And it is so much fun, so much music, lots of stuff going on, but it's very experiential, and it's tons of things going on. But the most important thing is that it works. And so one of the things about this is that when I wrote this book, I felt a little on the remiss side, because the books, you know, I've had people, reviewers, say this is the best financial success book they've ever read in their whole lives, that, you know, could throw everything else away. I mean, and I don't like to say those things, because everything else is fantastic and very worthwhile also. But this is a primer on how to think in order to become rich. It doesn't tell you how to be rich, it tells you how to think, how to create the roots to be rich, okay? And so, that's a, you know, again, it's not a stroll in the park. You're not going to read the book and overnight you're going to be a wealthy person. But you will begin to do what wealthy people do, because you'll think the way the wealthy think, and then you'll let the universe take its course, and it'll be fall onto you shortly. And so what's unique about this is the book has two parts, and actually three parts. The first part is all about the money blueprint. And the second part is about resetting the money blueprint through 17 different ways that rich people actually think differently and adopting those ways. And in each one I give practices, strategies, and actions to practice each one of those. Now, here's the third part. The third part is only on the last page of the book. And basically what it says is that once you've read the book, the next move you want to make is you want to do this on a cellular level. You want to experience the 3-day millionaire mind intensive. Now, as you know, Chris, those tickets are normally $1,295 each.
Right.
And again, look at the numbers that we get, thousands of people.
Well, and Harv, I just have to say, our partners at Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, Liz and Rick Thompson, paid that to go to your seminar.
Well, thank God. Anyways,
absolutely.
So they're very, very valuable. And people always say, Harv, you way undercharge for it even. So they're $1,295 a ticket. Now, here's the interesting thing. I am so adamant about people making permanent change that I know that the change has to be more than just reading. Reading is a part of it. Understanding is a part of it. But to really make a change, we have to go to the physical level. We have to go to the cellular level. And we actually have to do the processes right on the site. And because the Millionaire Mind Intensive, the 3-day, actually changes people's blueprint right on the site, as you know, Chris. We don't teach you how to change it and send you home to change it. Why? Because you won't. We're creatures of habit. You won't do it, okay? You didn't do it yesterday. You won't do it today. So we take the time right there and then, right on the spot, right on the premises, right on site. We change people's blueprints right there, and you walk out with a completely different financial set point, a different blueprint than you walked in, a blueprint set for high levels of success and happiness to boot. And so we know how important this is. And what I decided to do, and I know it's crazy, is in the first printing right now, in what's called the first printing, with each book purchased, there is a certificate that gives you two tickets to the entire 3-day Millionaire Mind Intensive program, wherever it's being held. We hold it in like 7 or 8 different cities, wherever it's being held, for free. Complimentary, compliments of myself and my publisher, to where we are allowing people who, so if you get what I'm saying here.
There's no charge. You're saying there's no charge to attend this 3-day course that I went to, and
exactly. You can sign up for the course for $1,295 per ticket, or you can pay $19.95 for the book. And it comes with two tickets to the entire event if you're getting one of these special edition copies. And that's my give back to the world. That's where I can make, I believe, if I leave this earth sooner than later, I'll have done the most I can do by allowing people to get the full experience of the entire event and not charging them to do it.
So all people
have to do right now, literally, is, and again, with this is one of the most, you know, my publisher says it's never been done before. They can't believe we're still doing it. But again, don't forget, I have 133 people full time on staff, and give or take a couple every day. And we are the largest seminar training company pretty well in the world right now, and we have the ability to do this, and that's why we're doing it. As I said, we put 1,000, 2,000 people in at a shot. We do it almost every weekend, and we do it in New York and Los Angeles, and we're doing it in Dallas and Vancouver and Calgary and Toronto, in Atlanta, Orlando, I mean, all over the place. And so people... right now, as I said, one of the main reasons that my students, my own students, bought an average of 10 or 20 books at a shot is because they, while you can get these special edition copies, they wanted to make sure they got them so that they can give the book to people that they care about or their associates or their entire downlines or as a bonus to good customers or whatever. And not only are you giving them this phenomenal book, you're going to give them two tickets to the life-changing 3-day Million Mind Intensive complimentary with the book. So every time you give away a book now, you're not just giving away a book, you're giving away two tickets to the entire live event.
Fabulous. So, Harv, how can our listeners who are on the line right now get copies of the book? What's the quickest, easiest way for them to do that?
Well, they need to go to www.secretsofthemillionairemind.com/HWW. I'm going to say it again. www.secretsofthemillionairemind. I know it's long, but you're going to handle it. .com. They must put /HWW. Now, if you've got problems with your computer or something's weirding out on our side, whatever, then call toll free 1-888-868-8883. We usually have people in the office working 24 hours a day, basically, trying to get these things happening. 1-888-868-8883. But don't call that unless you have trouble on the website, because it'll be a lot slower, and you'll be in lineup and that whole thing. Only if you cannot make it on the website. One more time, www.secretsofthemillionairemind.com/HWW. And I would love to encourage people, if you're on the line right now, you know, I'm just telling you right now, I'm a very spiritual person. Don't pass up this opportunity. Why? Because I believe there's no accidents. And Chris, I think you feel the same way, right?
Completely. Yeah.
There's no accidents in the universe. If you got on the line tonight, you are meant to be at this program. That's all there is to it. There's 1,000 other places you could have been and 1,000 other places I could have been. But serendipitously, we came together tonight. And so my highest recommendation is don't let anything that your mind is saying take you out. Well, I live in Sweden. Guess what, guys in Sweden? We have hundreds of people from Europe. We have hundreds of people from Australia, hundreds of people from Singapore, from all over the world coming to this event. On the website, you'll probably see where the events are being held. And if you're in North America, hey, you're close. And again, we have to do what rich people do, whatever it takes. If a two-hour drive or a two-hour flight or a two-day flight is going to stop you, then guess what else will stop you? Anything, because you're a person that will be stopped. And you need to allow us to help you train to become a person that will not be stopped by anything, period, over and out, for the good of mankind, so you can be at the best you can possibly be and really help. And so I would encourage people to purchase at least, especially at $19.95 in the first edition right now. You're going to come with two tickets apiece. So I would say, you know, again, our average student purchased 10. Many purchased many more, but a lot of you don't know me, and I understand that. Get at least two or three to give to family and friends, you know, while you still can, because later on they'll have to pay $1,300 a shot to go. But 5 or 10, you know, something like that at least, you know, it's not a lot of money. And even if it is a lot, when you give these out, you're gonna have the blessing of being able to do this for people. And you said earlier, Chris, what do I do with people who are, you know, I'm in my downline or I'm in my associates or friends who they're just not into this? Look, all you do is give them a book. Except this time you're going to give them the gift of a lifetime. You're going to give them the seminar with it. And they can come with you or they don't have to come with you. But no matter what, they will talk a different language when they're done. And one of my greatest blessings, Chris, is to listen to people, not thank me. And that, you know, I'm very blessed. I get that, you know, 1,000 times a day. But I don't need that. My biggest blessing is when I hear hundreds of times a course, when people are thanking the people who brought them, and they're just like, thank you so much for thinking of me. I don't even know where this made such a difference to me in my life. Thank you for this gift. It was the gift of my lifetime. And I hear this all the time. That's my greatest gratitude, when I hear so many people thanking the people who gave them the tickets or brought them people or referred them to the program. And so I would be honored, and I would love your support. And I believe working together, this is our book, it's not my book. This book will assist people in transforming the world. Not just the book, but the program that comes with it. And together we can make a change in the world using this as a vehicle. It doesn't have to be my vehicle. Forget about that. It's our vehicle. When you read it, you'll see how much consciousness is being spread throughout that entire book and through the entire program. Because it's not just about money, it's about everything. It's about you. And when you grow yourself to this great, huge extent, to be this big container, you not only have room for more money, you have room for more love. You have room for more passion. You have room for more people. You have room for more spirit. You have lots of room. Instead of being shut down, you're opened up. And we do it all based in money, but tell you what, it handles everything. And it would be my blessing for you to not only attend the program, but for you to bring your friends and all your relatives and all the people that you know. And so tonight, you know, if you can pick up 5 or 10 or 15 books or whatever feels right for you, ask your heart. And even if you pick up one book, that's fine too. Whatever you feels good for you, do that. We'll hopefully be together at number one. I'm already, you know, planning not my speech, my thank you email to everyone who ordered books. It's funny, we're already doing that, you know, because I really want to put some thought into it and letting people know that it's our book and we need to share the wealth of consciousness for people. And so, last time, go to www.secretsofthemillionairemind.com/HWW. That's healthy, wealthy wife.
Yep.
/HWW. If you cannot get through, then go to 888-868-8883. Again, 888-868-8883. But the main place that I want everyone to go is www.secretsofthemillionairemind.com/HWW. And I really, really, when I was listening early on, Chris, when you first started the call, and the people, the nicest people.
They are.
We are so blessed. Chris, have you ever noticed who comes to our courses? Only the nicest people.
Fabulous.
And even if they're not so nice at the beginning, by the time they're finished, we're finished with them, they're all nice again.
It's true. And Harv, I want to thank you again for being our guest tonight. Many of you who are on the call tonight, you know that Jen and I were pretty strong, and Liz, we were strong in urging you to be on this call, and there's a reason for that, because our experience, our direct personal experience of Harv's programs is that they are absolutely of the highest and best quality. What you have heard tonight, this offer that Harv has made to be able to buy Secrets of the Millionaire Mind for $19.95 and to get 2 tickets to his $1,300 3-day Millionaire Mind Intensive is absolutely an unbelievable, phenomenal offer. It's not something that you want to miss. I can tell you that that course is something that will change and transform your life. If your financial life is not where you want it right now, then buy 1, 5, 10, as many books as feels right to you. This is something that we cannot recommend highly. All of you know that we have some incredible people as guests on this series. We created this interview series to give all of you the opportunity to spend time with people who have been inordinately successful in their own lives, who are living their passions, and who can help you and us understand more deeply what it takes to live a passionate, fulfilling, successful life. And in my personal experience, there is no single thing you can do that will help you more in moving in that direction to aligning with you, the passion in your life, and doing it, as Harv said, in a way that creates wealth and abundance for yourself and the world that we live in. There's no single thing that you can do other than to take advantage of this offer that Harv has made tonight. So Harv, thank you again so much for your generosity in sharing your knowledge, as well as your generosity in sharing the gifts that you've given to our listeners tonight.
Well, I really appreciate it. Again, the people seem really wonderful. And again, we have all kinds of people who get the books and get the program. We have multimillionaires. We have millionaires. We have people making a couple hundred thousand a year. We have people who are making 100,000, 50,000, 20,000, and people have no money at all. And so, you know, it's this big melting pot, and everybody turns into one thing, and it's all energy, and all I can tell you, it's my dharma, my duty, my passion, and I'm the one who's the lucky one here. I'm the one, when I do these programs, we're the lucky ones. We get to play with people in a way that really works in their lives and see the fulfillment from that. And I couldn't think of a better way to be able to spend my life other than with wonderful, nice, kind people who come from God knows where, all over the world to these programs. They come from Europe, from Australia. They come for the weekend. They make a little trip of it, some of them, but some of them don't. I remember, Chris, it wasn't very long ago where we had one person come from Switzerland. And it was about a year and a half ago, and now we have 30, 40 people at a shot come from Switzerland every time. Why? Because they went back and told them, then they can. Then they went back and told them that they can. And that's the way it is in every country right now. And just, you know, when something works, we don't advertise it. And how do we get, 2,500 people at an event? It must be something spiritually guided is all I can say. And it works in the real world. And it doesn't matter who you are. If you want to reach your full financial potential and be who you are fully, then I would highly, highly be my honor to be with you at that event and to take advantage of this situation.
So one last time, would you give the website where people can go to place it?
Okay, you twisted my arm one last time. It's www.secretsofthemillionairemind.com/HWW. And go there now because, again, I don't know. We're waiting with bated breath until the publisher says that that's it for the first printing. And then I'm not saying that it's off, but we have a meeting slated for that exact day of a conference call. And then we will see what the offer is going to be after that. And it may be the same. If we might run another few thousand books like that. And we may not. We may say, you know what, that's enough for right now, and we're going to hold off for a while, and we may bring back a little bit of something, but you have to buy something much more major later. All I can tell you is this is the gift that we're giving right now. I'm doing all my royalties to the tsunami victims from the pre-orders, and all the money from the course is all being gifted, and, this is what I can do for people. So, it's my passion, and I hope that you are blessed to live your passion as I have been blessed to live mine.
Great. Thank you, Hart. So thank you all for being with us tonight, and please join us on March 8th when we will be interviewing Stephen Covey, the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Jack Canfield will be joining us as co-host on that call. Jack Canfield, as most of you know, is the co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. It will be a phenomenal interview, and then on March 22nd, we'll be following that up with an interview with Stephen Covey's son, Stephen M.R. Covey, who took Covey Enterprises from $0 to $150 million in just a few years. So we have a great slate of upcoming legends to share with you, and I want to thank you all for being with us tonight. Good night, and God bless you.